Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast, and Damo, look who's in the podcast today.
Michelle.
It's me.
Don't start singing, mate. People will think that you've won yourself a singing contest or something.
I try to remind people all the time.
I know you do. I know. We never hear the end of it. Michelle, day two. How did we go, mate? Did Damien live up to every expectation?
Oh. He did. My friends keep asking me, what's he like? And does he sing a lot? They do. They really do. You're so like, now I can say, yeah, a little bit. Not enough.
He's a pain in the ass. You're like, I won't shut up.
That's a thing of yours. You just don't shut up. You're always singing. You're always clicking. You're always stretching. You're always shadow boxing of some description.
He dances.
Ridiculous.
We dance to each other down the Skype.
That's what happens. Yeah. When I first started dating Eileen.
Like
back when we were little kidlets dating, we were walking around shopping centres and she used to say, there you go again. And I never noticed it, but I'd go around going, la 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 la, roaming around the shops, top of my voice without even knowing I was doing it.
Yeah, it's funny because when we do roam around the shops together, you know, we go down Crown Street, and whenever we go off for a coffee, Damien and I love to give you a bit of stick, and there is nothing finer, Michelle. Then you know when people know that they know somebody, and you know heads are on billboards right across the Illawarra, people look at us and they'll go, hey, that's that guy. That's that Damien Leith guy. And out of nowhere, what do I bust out? It was a night of my life.
You know what?
It's the greatest
The worst thing about what he's just said there is it's true. That he does actually do this. He continuously does it.
That's relaxing. That's relaxing.
Yes. He runs away. And then when you run away, it gives me the opportunity. Hey, Damien Leith, Australian Idol winner, don't run away from me, man. Come on.
Yes. Again, also true.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Look, it was a massive day too. Michelle, we'll catch up with you bright and early, but here's what happened in the show.
Now, you've written some books, haven't you?
I have indeed, yes. I've written four.
Four?
Just finished one, actually. Yeah, I'm just finishing a true crime book, yeah.
Nice.
You know the worst bit of it? The worst bit is when you have to go and read your own audio book.
Well, you know, it is so strange that you would bring up something like that.
Is it?
Now, have you heard, you obviously know Princess Fergie. Remember Princess Fergie?
Are you joking? To me, she's the only Fergie. I don't care about that other one.
Oh,
to me, there's only one Fergie, and it's Princess Fergie. I was right in that age demo. I watched her wedding, sat up with mum, watched her wedding.
Yeah,
love her.
Yeah.
Remember when that bloke sucked her toes that time? Loved it.
Oh, how could
loved
you
all that. I'm like, you go get yours, Fergie.
Yeah, she was into the toes sucking.
The only thing I remember her for.
She was by a pool with some rando sucking her toes. Yeah, you go, girl.
That is right.
Do it for the redheads, girl. Yes.
Well, interestingly enough, Mills and Boone, the erotic novel company, erotic novel, they've taken her on board. Yeah, they've given her a contract to write an erotic novel.
Oh, perfect.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Okay, my manager got in touch with me, and believe it or not, they've got an excerpt from the book, and they've asked me to audition to be the reader. Because, I mean, everyone knows the Irish accent is one of the sexiest accents in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Well, no, everyone knows it. It's a fact.
Yeah.
So I sat down, and I want to get your advice, okay? You've done audio books, you've done podcasts, you've got books.
See, this is perfect. When you have to read your own book as an audio book, that's a drag. Because you're just going, oh, God, that's embarrassing. I could have done that so much better. But reading someone else's, that'd be fun.
Well, look, let me know what you think of this, okay? So I've done a couple of different versions. Now, bear in mind, this is a one-take thing, okay? And I was under the pump, but here's an excerpt in my normal Irish accent. See what you think, okay?
He looked at her toes. Had they been pork sausages, he would have devoured them there and then. But those little piglets were a rare delicacy, like pretty petals waiting to be plucked. He took a deep breath. There was a scent of passion in the room. He could smell it. Sorry, she said in a strong accent that he found strangely alluring. Been in me gumboots all day. They're starting to pong. His eyes watered a little.
You lost it. I don't, you lost it.
Wow. Look,
it was hard to maintain.
Shh, 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 shh. Shh. I'm just having a moment. Oh, boy. Wow.
Pretty sensual, eh? Pretty yep. sensual. Now, okay, that's in my Irish accent, okay? That's just me being myself. Mm-hmm. Interesting script. I can't believe that she's obsessed with this whole toe-sucking thing. Mm. Someone did turn around and said, Bridgerton's a really popular TV show. Maybe I should do it in a British accent. So I'd love to know, do you think this is better in this way?
But those little piglets were a rare delicacy. Like pretty petals waiting to be plucked. He took a deep breath. There was a scent of passion in the room. He could smell it. Sorry, she said in a strong accent that he found strangely alluring. Be in me gumboots all day. They're starting to pong.
My favourite bit is when she said it.
Yes.
Favourite bit. Oh, I like them both.
Okay, yeah. So you like them both. You like the British one over the Irish one? Okay.
Yeah, I like them both. The British one's just a bit more sort of villainous, and I quite like that.
Yeah, he's like something from one of those Carry On movies.
Ooh.
But the one that I think is look, a lot of people say I do a really good Liam Neeson impersonation.
Mm.
A lot of people say it's pretty bad, too.
I just thought, let's put Liam Neeson in here. Let's see what he would do.
Oh, all right. Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Liam Neeson. This is an audiobook. He looked at her toes. They had been pork sausages. He would have devoured them.
Oh, keep talking, Liam. Keep going.
You've got to forgive me for that.
Keep going, Liam.
Let me try that again. He looked at her toes.
Oh, Liam.
Had they...
Liam Neeson could not follow through. Michelle has lost.
Oh, Liam will follow through. Don't you worry. Liam will follow. But he doesn't have to. I don't need him anymore. That's all I needed from Liam.
He did the job. Yes, job is done.
Woo!
I think Michelle's about to leave now and go and get the Fergie Mills and Boone and wait for the audiobook of Liam Neeson to come out.
I didn't expect this early in the morning, but thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Happy to help.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm looking forward to seeing my baby niece, Edie. I'm probably going to see her on the weekend. She is 2.5 and she is a massive buffhead. She's so cute and she's so mean to her dad. And her dad's my baby brother, Petey Poops. And Petey Poops is 42. And he's the last baby I ever had anything to do with before I had my own baby. So he's still my baby.
No, yeah.
And she's so mean to him. She goes, "No way, Dad," when he says things to her. And she goes, "I don't want a wee, Dad." And things like that. And last time we saw her, we were all at a pub together and for lunch, and she just then started tear-assing around the pub as you do when you're a little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
The last thing, I saw was he was holding her, sort of holding her, trying to hold her up, and she was banging her arms on his head and her legs against his chest saying, "Put me down, Dad!" And he was saying to his wife, Kelly, "She's not going quietly, Kel." And
she sounds adorable.
Oh, she actually is. But I say to her, Edie, stop, don't be mean to your dad. She just, she's so spoiled, basically. She's spoiled.
Yeah.
But she's a very good girl for me. She's a very good girl, but except for her dad. But anyway, so I took her to the beach not long ago, and she's just been toilet trained. She's very, very good about the toilet training, but there is that little bit of confusion every now and then.
Yeah.
She knows the priority is not to let anything happen in her pants. Mm-hmm. That's the priority. And then after that, things get a bit confusing.
That's like a priority in life, isn't it? Just in general, you know, throughout your whole life.
Don't let anything happen in your pants.
Not in the pants. And then after that, it's up for... you know, conversation.
After that, you're home free.
Okay. So I turned around to do something at the beach. We were leaving. I was sort of packing up a bag or something. And then I heard a lady sort of shriek, I would say, would be the word. It was like an intake of breath, but it was more shrieky. And then I turned back like, oh, God, is Edie okay? And, of course, she was fine. She had just whipped off her bikini bottoms and had squatted in the sand to do a wee. Which, frankly, I thought. See, I thought it was adorable.
Yes.
Edie, Edie's doing a wee.
Yeah. Look, everybody, it's Edie.
Because you know how you expect weird about it.
Oh, I know. Weirdos do. Yeah, you know how you expect everyone to find your kid or, you know, your as adorable as you do.
Yes.
And I expect everyone to find Edie as adorable as I do. But this lady just said, there's a public toilet right there.
Oh, you're not going to take a two-year-old into a public toilet. I'm in my
40s. Not one at the beach.
Exactly. There's no way I'm going to those things. They're disgusting.
Gross.
And what are the women's toilets like? Because you go into the guys' toilets at the beach and you're going barefoot and guys have weed all over the place. It's everywhere. You know you're going into the sea after you go to the men's toilet.
So why go? That's what I always say to the kids. Why go to that toilet? If you're doing number ones, do it in the ocean, don't
exactly.
you? I mean, it's a big sewer.
Does. Yeah.
Jeez.
Where do you think fish go?
Yes. You'll always find a Bondi cigar out to sea somewhere, that's for sure.
No, you're talking
to number two there.
Oh, we're
you're
no,
talking
no,
about
one.
Bondi.
She's talking number one here, all right?
It does happen all the time. You know, my little bloke he's the same. So Griffin's only 2.5. He's gone off the edge of the front porch. It happens all the time. Kids just...
Right.
Yeah, kids pee in public, don't they?
Well, that's a contest, isn't it? Off the front porch, you're trying to get distance. That's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? It's a personal challenge.
Get it to the roots of the frangipani to make it grow a little bit more. Perfect. Job
done. That's what
done.
It's all about.
I think it's a great shame when your child refuses to wee in public. When they get to an age where they go, I need a wee, and you go, well, come here, just go beside the car. Like, you know, you try and convince them that beside the car is like the great shield of privacy, wherever it is. If it's in the Bunnings car park, wherever it is, let's just go beside the car. And then they get to an age where they go, are you on drugs? Why would I wee beside the car? Are you high? Like, there's 1,000 people here. And you go, oh no, they've passed the threshold of public weeing.
We might go straight to Bianca in Tullamore. Hi, Bianca.
Bianca, is it all right for kids to pee in public? And have you any experience of it?
Well, I'm a teacher. We had a student a number of years ago. We're up in Sydney, and he decided to drop his sacks on the playground with the Year 4, 5, 6 kids. And, yeah. It was a bit of a shock for many of the girls. So.
Oh, no.
How old was this student? I mean, are we talking year 11, year 12, or like, what are we talking here?
Talking the same age as your son, 11.
Oh.
But, that is a bit old to be,
apparently that's what he does at camping. So it was a very interesting conversation with Mum, but there were lots of things.
I'm not sure about that one, to be honest. You know, an 11-year-old in the school playground feels a bit dodgy to me.
I can't condone that. I can't unless her car was parked next to him on the oval.
Yes.
Then I can't really condone that, Mum.
That's right. Are we going to go to Mickey at Albion Park?
Good morning,
Mickey. What do you reckon? Okay, have you any experience of kids peeing in public?
I have this horrendous son. Well, I had a horrendous son. He's still alive, but he's 32. I don't know if he still does this, but when he was little, he used to like peeing on the fence out the back and seeing how high he could get it.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's a boy thing. I'm not
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, we were in Parramatta Westfield. I had the other two in the car, you know, packing the car. He's in the car. And he dives out and says, I've got to pee. And he's running off to the car park. So he sticks a pylon, drops his pants to his ankles and pees as high as he can up the pylon.
Oh, jeez.
It's at Christmas. There's a million people in the car park and I'm just like, oh, God, that's not mine.
That's what you want to do.
What is he now? Has he become a fireman?
No. But he doesn't pee on the fence anymore.
Thank goodness for that. He's a good boy.
He must have had every cat in the neighbourhood peeing on your back fence as well. God.
Thanks, Mickey. Final caller this morning in Cordar Heights. Hi, Belinda.
Hey, Belinda, how are you doing this morning? What is your experience of people peeing in public?
Oh, she's just having a quick wee.
Yeah,
she must have taken a wee break herself.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
Come on. Yeah, never mind. Poor old Belinda there at Cordo Heights.
It's all the rain, you know. Yeah. It makes you want to go all the time.
Exactly, right. All joking aside, I really do feel like I need to go now.
All right, I'll tell you what. Can I have permission?
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The conversation starter.
Yeah, this is just something to say. Just chuck it out there if you find yourself in an environment today where it's just a bit orcs, a bit orkies.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you're with somebody, you think, oh, what am I going to talk to this jerk about? Mm-hmm. Here's something. You know, the weather's been annoying, raining. And someone will go, God, how's this weather? And then it's all boring. Well, you can say, hey, did you know that no two people ever see a rainbow the same way?
Oh,
isn't that interesting? That's a fact.
How does this work?
Well, because we never see the same colours the same way. Did you know that to begin with? Like you and I, Damien, could be standing there looking at a car or anything, and we're not, even though we both might say it's blue, we're not seeing the same colour blue ever.
Well, look, I'm definitely not. I've got a lazy left eye, so one of my eyes isn't even involved in the whole situation.
It can't be bothered. No. So, well, yeah. So when we're looking at rainbows, because it's just an optical phenomenon, we're not seeing it the same way at all. Isn't that incredible?
I find that fascinating.
I do find that fascinating.
We're at different angles and all sorts. Michelle.
And hey, guess what? Look at us having a conversation now, guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, normally when you have those prizes, those big prizes, and you say to people, what are you going to spend it on? And they'll oftentimes say, oh, a holiday. I haven't been on a holiday in ages and I'm going to go to Fiji or Bali or whatever. And, of course, at the moment we can't go, you know, away overseas. And, I can't wait to get to Bali. I'm hanging to get back to good old Bali. But, you know, everyone's so creative at the moment, which is really nice. Now, last night I was trying to get to sleep early, of course, so I could get up bright and early this morning. And a friend of mine sent me the worst possible thing to send a person who's trying to go to sleep early and who's hanging to go on holidays.
Oh, no.
But it's so beautiful. He sent me a story about this website called Window Swap. This couple set up because they love to travel. They love their holidays. They're a Singapore couple and it's their little quarantine project. They were in lockdown for however long there. And so they created this website where they invited people to set up a camera or I guess a phone or whatever, an iPad in their window and live stream their view to share with everybody.
Okay.
So we can't go and visit all of these places around the world, but we can sit at our computer and watch. So right now, I'm on windowswap.com and I am looking at the most beautiful live view out of somebody's window in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, USA. It is so beautiful. I'm looking at this lake out the window. And then at the bottom, I can swipe it and now it's taken me to Pasadena. And I'm looking at someone's beautiful garden. And last, can you imagine? I just couldn't sleep last night because I kept swiping. And last night I watched a chipmunk climb past somebody's window in Brooklyn. Can you imagine how lucky I was to just catch that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That is actually very cool. I'm on it right now as well. I'm looking at
me too.
Rajesh's window. Rajesh's window right now and very interesting. Actually, not much of a view from Rajesh's window, to be totally honest.
Oh, no, some of them are great.
But this is a really, really cool idea. And exactly what you said, Michelle, a lot of people have been very, very creative. In fact, I think we need to jump on the bandwagon here.
Yep, great idea.
I'm going to go to our window here, right. Wave FM.
Well, I'm looking at Kathleen. Take the photo. I'm looking at Kathleen's window. Michelle, this is a great idea. Kathleen's in Brooklyn in New York City. And the early morning traffic or maybe late afternoon, evening traffic with people walking by, this is a wonderful idea.
All right.
Well, I'm looking at Otabek's window in Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a beautiful day there. And, I mean, it's just a bit of traffic in that. But he's got a balcony. And I'm thinking, Oh, geez, I'd love to go and stay at Otterbeck's place when all this is over. We'll give him a tingle.
Who is
Maybe
this
we can
Otterbeck?
Do a house swap.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's the big thing. Did you take the footage, James?
I'm after taking a picture right now. In fact, I'm actually going to put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to encourage... Hey, wait a minute. I've just seen Tony's window. A pigeon just arrived on the window, did a plop and flew off.
Did it? G'day, little one.
What
Hello,
a wonderful
little
idea. All right, so submit the photo right now. We're going to do it on the Wave FM Facebook page.
I'm going to put it up on the Wave FM Facebook page, and I would encourage everyone in the Illawarra right now, go to your window, go to your back door, take a photograph.
Yep.
Yeah, or put up a small little video. Let's see what you're up to. We'd love to see it. I think this is a lovely, a great idea, Michelle. It's just a great way of interacting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Semi-stalkerish, but other than that, it's it is nice.
You've got a lovely window. I mean, oftentimes we forget, too, that we do have a lovely little view, and it doesn't have to be a lake, and it doesn't have to be oceanfront. You might have a window in your house that's just got a really beautiful little, you know, garden bit. Or you might have the park over the road, or just maybe the cat is sitting in the window in a nice spot, you know, anything like that. We forget that we have a lovely thing to look at out of our own window, and other people will appreciate it.
It's very cool. It is very cool.
It's a good chance to stop, think, relax, and unwind a bit with a view of other people around the world. I'm in Greater India right now at Panaki's window, and it's a fantastic view.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Straney, you know the term the bro code?
Yeah, the bro code, of course.
It's recognised around the world, isn't it? The bro code.
Very true. But you're about to break the bro code, eh?
Well, I think I broke it this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What did you do?
Look, every single day, I tell you this, that I talk to my mother in the morning, okay? And this morning on the phone call, my dad jumped on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And he wanted to say something, get something off his chest to, I suppose, get my support.
Sure.
All right, now in Ireland are currently in lockdown.
Very heavily.
And it's really bad. They can't go anywhere. They can't go any further than 5 kilometres radius of their house, which is awful, especially in little country towns.
Yes.
Means they're locked off from everything. Anyway, he went on in the phone call this morning to tell me that he's really into painting. He loves painting acrylics. He said because of lockdown, he hasn't been able to get to the shops. And he's run out of... paintbrushes and some of his acrylics, okay? The paintbrushes have worn away.
Sure.
I said, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. What'd you do? You bought it online. And he said, no, I rang the police.
Oh, what?
Yes. Okay, this is what he's telling me.
Yeah.
He's trying to say,
yeah, okay.
I rang the police and I explained the situation. He says, the mom and him are old age pensioners who can't leave their house.
Yeah.
And he has run out of painting materials. And I'm like, did you really do this? And he says, and I'm disgusted because the police said this is not an emergency matter.
Yes, it is. To your dad, it is.
To my dad, it is an emergency. And he's saying it to me like I've got to butt in and say, Dad, you're justified. This is a real case. And I couldn't do it. And then I hear Mam in the background. She said, yeah, but guess what he found in the living room? A pack of acrylic paints that he'd been given as a present. Brand new, never opened. I was like, Dad, I can't support you on this. You call the police for paint.
I'm calling the police because they were found in the house now.
Yeah.
Your old man's in trouble.
Oh, Dad.
Great waste of resources, Mr. Leaf. I know he's listening this morning.
He is indeed.
Great waste of community resources.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.